Football Talk on the Fan, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan against AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Donnie Football in for Joe Starkey today until 2. Austin Bechtold, our guy City Limits, behind the glass. Austin and I will be together all day. We have a few days on the calendar like this, Austin. We were together last Friday night with KDKA High School Football. We'll be doing that again tonight. We also had a college football game together last Saturday. We got to get more of those next year. I'm going to have to...
We do, Donnie. You're so busy with your weddings and other events. You're a popular man.
I know. I'm in that prime of wedding years, which you're going to hit pretty soon.
It's coming.
You're going to hit that pretty soon.
A friend of mine, Teddy, got engaged a couple weeks ago. Congrats to him.
Yeah, I mean,
plays in Baldwin Wiffle.
Yeah, and it just doesn't stop. Like, you hit the age of, because you're what now? Like 20? Are you 22, 23?
23.
Okay.
23 as of March this last year.
Yeah, you're gonna hit like 25, 26, and then it's gonna be a pretty steady stream until like 29 to 30.
We have in our group, and we have a pretty big group, about two guys who are likely to maybe get engaged in the next year plus. Like, I don't know who's listening, if they're listening and getting like weird thoughts now, but you know, there's been conversations about things. So that's the only ones that have popped up, about two or three, but you've had about 15 in the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's also with Sarah having a big friend group. She was in a sorority at Duquesne, so she's had plenty of sorority sisters now get engaged and married. The combination of the two of us, yeah, we've had like seven or eight in the last 2 years. So like around 15 to 16, we already have multiple lined up for 25.
That's a lot of cookie tables, Donnie.
Oh, it is, which I do love. Although I think one or two of the weddings next year, I think, are actually out of state.
So
I don't know if the cookie table will be making the travel. Limits, the Steelers get set for the Broncos on Sunday. We just had a very good chat with Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette. If you missed that, please go back and listen on our Odyssey app. Ray, one of the best in the business at what he does. The Russell Wilson injury, it sounds yet again like Justin Fields will be the guy that starts in this game for the Steelers on Sunday. Ray put it at about 95%, and he left just a little bit there of wiggle room for Russell Wilson to possibly play, but he said the way that Wilson seemed yesterday, the way he was talking, the way that he, for the first time really, said that his calf injury was a little bit more serious than they let on, I think that's a little bit more than a minor deal. Maybe not quite a major deal, but a little bit more than minor. Maybe right there in the middle, that perfect bowl of porridge when it comes to being what size of deal it is. I think Justin Fields is going to play in this game, and I stand by what I was saying with Pony and Mueller earlier this week. I stand by what I was saying a few nights ago, when I was hosting Wednesday evening. I think we are in the position that it is Justin Fields' job to now lose. I think that Mike Tomlin got to see what it was like with Justin Fields as his quarterback, and it wasn't like Justin Fields blew everybody away. It wasn't like he had a game of his life against the Falcons. I thought he played a pretty average game. I described it as okay. It is still possible to have an average game or just to be okay. It's not either you were great or you sucked, which some people get caught into. It's got to be one or the other. There is still room for middle ground there, room for that gray area. 17 of 23, 156 through the air. He did not throw an interception. We know that the passing chart was made fun of because he did not go to the middle of the field. The Steelers avoided the big defenders on the Atlanta side of things. But a rating of nearly 92. He also ran for 57 yards. He did have another fumbled snap, which is what I worry about. He did not lose the fumble, however. He kept it clean for the most part. That goes a long way with Mike Tomlin. I almost think him not turning the football over is as important as scoring touchdowns to Mike Tomlin, maybe even more so. Because, yeah, getting 6 points is a lot nicer than settling for three every single time. But in some of these early games that the Steelers will have, they can get away with a few rock fights. And we know that is the type of game that Mike Tomlin specializes in. Sure, every coach would like to see the offense score 35 points per game. They would love to light up the scoreboard. That's not going to happen here. But if Justin Fields can prove to be a player that doesn't turn the football over, he provides that difference on the ground, his mobility is a huge game changer and X factor. Something else that was a key last week, one of the key stats, was the lack of three and outs the Steelers had on offense. We knew what an issue that was in 2023. It would be three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out. The defense would be gassed. The defense would make a play. The defense would come right back out there. The offense would get the football back. They'd go three and out. Defense still gassed. You keep that defense fresh, that defense can be great. Maybe we can see that defense play to the level that it's paid. And Justin Fields does have a way to do that. He is an X factor to keep the football in the hands of the Steelers. So I think if he plays a game, maybe a tad better than what we saw in Atlanta, but if it's mostly the same, if it's him making a few big throws and otherwise making some safe throws, keeping the football in the possession of his offense, changing the game a little bit with what he can do on third down, you get into a third and five situation, and it feels a whole lot better than last season. Austin, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like last year, the Steelers got into a third and medium or worse. I had very little confidence they would move the sticks. With Fields, not that he's any sort of Hall of Fame player, but that mobility just changes things so much. Like, you have the feeling of Justin can get this done on the ground. If he runs into trouble, it's third and seven, he can get 8 yards.
I felt the same way, partly because the line, I think it's better this year. At least I think will be better. It's going to take a while for them to gel and mesh and just get more experience in NFL snaps because they're so young. But Justin Fields, I like him better than Wilson at this point, partly because of the injury. But that mobility, it's unpredictable, Donnie. It keeps the defense off balance and off guard. And we saw it a couple times against Atlanta. Whether maybe the pocket breaks down on a third and two, a third and three. Sure, they didn't get it on fourth and one at the six. That seemed like a lot of miscommunication. But the element that he brings to the field is something that the Steelers haven't had in a long time. It's something that I think fits the Arthur Smith offense. He likes this mobility, and Justin Fields provides that. And yeah, you're going to get some bad with Fields. He didn't turn the ball over last week. Maybe it happens this week. But with the good, with the bad, comes a lot of good. And if they can find a way to control it and enhance it with that rushing attack, it provides a lot of upside.
Yeah, I mean, you think of the very first drive they had last week. They fell into like a third and seven, third and eight, and Fields able to get the first down on the ground. Like, it just gives you that sense of comfort of, hey, if things do fall by the wayside down the field, and I get that his vision is not great. It's a guy that doesn't read the field very well. He doesn't read defenses very well. That's always been the knock on him. He can make things happen with his legs. Now, does that lead to a long career in the league? Not really, but at least for this season, at least for right now, it does give them a different element that they seemingly don't have with Russell Wilson. Brian Batko said the other day, and I brought it up to Ray, we don't know if Russ can run right now. You can't play in an NFL game if you can't run. If you are any sort of skilled player, you cannot play in an NFL game without having any mobility. I know that we saw it at times with Ben Roethlisberger late in his career and times where There was a Thursday night game against the Browns like 15 years ago where he suffered a high ankle sprain. He came back in. He simply caught the snap and threw the football. A little bit different then because Big Ben was still playing at quite the high level. We already don't know what level of play Russell Wilson will be at. It's a lot more difficult for this offense to move if the quarterback provides zero X factor with the legs.
And Russell Wilson, when you think about him, and you think about his NFL career, whether it's Seattle, Denver, whatever, one of the first thing that comes to mind to me is mobility. And his willingness, especially in Seattle, to roll out of the pocket, make something happen, whether it's his legs. He's, what, top five all-time in quarterback rushing yards ever? And there's a lot of highlights that are out there from his Seattle days of you just roll out, chuck it up, and there's Doug Baldwin. There's just name random, yep. Jared Kearse, any wide receiver from Seattle. There's Tyler Lockett. And if Russell Wilson's calf injury, which I think is worse than his let is being on, is that bad and he can't move around and he's not even half the mobility type of quarterback that Justin Fields is and provide an extra element and an extra threat, how valuable is he to the Steelers other than being a good veteran with solid accuracy?
Coming up, we'll get into a few more Steelers topics here before we get to Nick Kostos just after 12. Nick Kostos, the host of You Better You Bet. He will give us the skinny really around the entire National Football League. We'll ask him about some college games as well, what he likes this weekend on the betting markets. If you want to chime in,